hearts and you tell them that don't be deceived. Your input in the body is irreplaceable. Somebody may take your role, but your input, once you have not given it, you have not given it. Try and tell somebody. Tell two people. Your input is irreplaceable. Only you can give that input. Once you have, if it's not given, it's not given. Let it sink down to somebody. That do you know, brother, that your input, your inputs. What if you fail to play your part? Somebody may seem to take your role, but your input is not replaceable. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Thank you, sister, everybody. That's key. Your input. Nobody can play it. Just nobody. It seems like somebody is playing your role, but that's not your input. Your own contribution. If it's not there, it's not there. If it's not there, then the body is lacking something. The body is lacking some extra horsepower. Amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to have an awesome time tomorrow, so ensure you are here. Praise God. Yeah. Amen, amen. Hebrews 2, verse 2. How important is the church? The church is Jesus' tool to reach the world. Ephesians part 6. The church is Jesus' tool. Is the tool of Jesus to reach out to the world. We are so important that we are the vehicle with which Jesus himself reaches out to the world. Amen. Hebrews 12 verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, Hebrews 12, verse 2. One to go. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Guess what? What do you think is the joy that was set before him? What was the joy that he was seeing? Say the church. Who for the joy? We are the joy. It is because of us that he endured the things he endured. Same Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9. That will make it clearer for you. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Then verse 10, are you there? For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in what bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Amen. So why did he endure the suffering? To bring many sons to glory because of us, right? Are you with me? The new creation. Let's read 11 and 12 together. One to go. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, we are vital. The The church is the vehicle of Jesus on earth. Acts 1 verse 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Acts 1 verse 8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be what? Witnesses. Witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, unto the what? Uttermost part of the earth. It's not actually saying here that you are Jehovah's Witnesses, or you are, it's not actually talking here about preaching the gospel, but primarily, he's saying you will be the proof that I am not dead. You are the proof. You are the Christ that men can see. You will be a record. That Greek word, that should be maturion, something like that. You will be a record. It's not just saying you will preach the gospel. It's more than you will preach the gospel. That means, because what they did was they killed Jesus, and the prince of this world, they are saying, yes, we have gotten him. So, when he was not going to say, don't worry, they think they have killed me. You will be the proof that I am not dead. Amen. You will be the proof. That means when they see you, they'll say, we think that Jesus that we killed is somewhere and is alive. He is not dead. Praise God. He said the church represents Jesus on earth. So the church is the greatest institution on earth. We are divinity represented with humanity. The church is the greatest institution represented on earth. We are divinity represented with humanity. That is why whosoever discards the church and our message cannot be saved. So, don't forget these offices. That is why to put NGOs ahead of your church need is idolatry. To put orphanage, some strange orphanage visit and plenty of things that people are doing today. I'm not saying, of course, even James said that we should visit the homeless and the rest. But once you put that, some people will say, well, can't I pay? Of course, you don't pay tithe. But you say, can't I give my offering to an orphanage or to the widows? Amen. You may not be better than Bill Gates anyway, which of course is rich. Yeah, he says there is no God, but well, the if you know the weight of charity that this man does, I didn't think any church is able to rival him. Amen. So once you put NGOs ahead of the church need, it's idolatry. You can make an idolatry out of a good thing. Amen, amen. Well, why? I can tell you this clearly. The people you fed, they will still go hungry, right? Huh? But well, the people saved by the church will never be damned again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We do NGO. Well, in NGOs, what are you doing? You are helping humanity to be better. Fine, it's awesome. We are to do it too. But we have a priority. Galatians chapter 6. I wrote him and said, the fed will yet go hungry again, but the saved will never be damned again. Hallelujah. Permanently translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. Permanently redeemed shall never taste death. That's a believer. Go to Galatians chapter 4 from verse 1. It's a long read. Brethren, let me go to verse 2. Bear ye one another's peace. Okay, I love you too. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. I want us to read this together. We are reading over from verse 1 to verse 10. So I need you all to be there. We'll wait for Brother Rafa. Why don't you just on this slide for them? Let them see clearer in the front, please. No worries. Please. Your priority more than live stream. Amen. Okay. Are you there? Galatians 6 from verse 1. Brother Joshua will find a better, Raphael will find a better Bob's to for, yeah, instead of these ones. Okay, from verse 1, let's take it together, 1 to go, yes? Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest thou also be tempted. Verse 2, bear ye one another's body, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Amen. Praise God. Okay, let's go to verse 6. Go to verse 6. Want to go? Let him that is taught in the world communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For now he explained that verse. Never take this. Don't forget when these things are written initially, not in chapters and verses. So read 7 with 8 together. So we're going to read 7 and 8 without stopping. One to go. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whosoever a man sweat, that shall he also reap. For he that sweat to his flesh shall of his flesh reap what? Corruption. But he that sweat to the spirit shall of his spirit reap what? Life everlasting. Don't forget, this is a letter addressing saints. So, for instance, I can tell you this clearly. I know I said it in one series. You cannot use this one to preach karma. No. In context, it's talking about giving. It's talking about giving. Because, for instance, a believer, like it or not, a believer does not reap everything he sows. I'm sorry. It's not me that did it that way. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget, Bible says, even where sin abounded, what happened? Grace did much more abound. For the wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God, free, is eternal life. So some people will get goodness when they have sowed their iniquity. I'm sorry, it's not me. Praise God. That is just being frank. That's Bible. That's our God. Say it's unquestionable in that regard. When you want to teach the sovereignty of God, that is how to teach sovereignty of God. Whosoever he calls saved, he saved. What is sovereignty of God? John 3:16. God so loved the world, right? He gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believes in him, saved. He cannot sovereignty. But the guy is doing this, whosoever believeth in him, he saved. John 3:36. The Father loveth the Son and giveth all things to his Son. Whosoever believeth the Son hath everlasting life. Whosoever does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abide in him. What if the guy built a cathedral for the church? Is he born again? Does he believe he goes? No. God's sovereignty. So, inside God's sovereignty, we saw the choice of man. Okay? So, there's yet the choice of man in what we call God's sovereignty. It's not just that whosoever God just decides. Yes, it's what he decided. But what did he decide? Salvation. God's sovereignty is the fact that salvation will only be available in the Son. Amen. That's not my topic. Okay. Don't worry, we'll resume our salvation next year. Amen. Resume again and we drill ourselves another 10 parts just in the jiffy. Verse 7. That's next year. Next year can be on Sunday. Anyway. Where am I? 7, right? 9. Okay. 1 to go. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Verse 10, as loud as possible, want to go? Therefore, opportunity. Let us, all men, especially who are of the household of. Again, read 10 again, want to go? Let us do good unto all men, especially to them who are of the what? So, did God give you a priority in your giving? Huh? It's there. It's not me. It's not, I don't like your money. I like it anyway. Praise God. So, there is an honor you should give to the household of faith more than that which you give even to your boss in the office. Even in secular things. Say honor. Something like maybe even your leaders, your unit leader, like this time, just buying something for them. Honor is practical. Don't discard it. Don't say it's too small. Let your heart know that I honor this man. I honor this woman.
At times, a simple text message can go a long way to show honor.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on. So, of course, and when you know, he said that that which whatsoever you sow, you will reap. And when you bless the household of faith in physical things, what will you reap? You reap the what? The progress of the gospel. You reap the furtherance of the gospel. Amen. Come on, amen. Come on. So when you encourage the men, you are helping yourself. When you encourage the men in ministry, you are helping yourself. Appreciate the sincerity they are using to lead you. Appreciate their humanity too. Don't discard, I also toss that under healings. Don't discard people because they are men, because they are mortal, because they are frail, because they have faults. No. Some of you will see your boss at work and just somebody far younger than you, you'll be shivering. But you see your leader come, you just pass on. Nothing. Nope. See, the reward of serving your boss is your salary. While the reward of honoring your church leaders is eternal. Hallelujah. I mean, when you honor, you'll be able to receive more from the vessel. Hebrews 13 verse 17. Hebrews 13, 17. I love to wait for you, but I also love to be fast. So help me. Let's find a middle ground here. Hebrews 13, 17. 1, 2, go. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself for they watch for your souls as they that must give accounts, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Hallelujah. So don't be part of those that makes their pastor cry, okay? That makes their pastors cry, eh? Don't be part of that. Don't be part of people that, I remember there was a time that I just remember some scenarios that you just see me say, suppose. Then you just see me saying, rubbish and nonsense. I'll just be going, just suddenly, yeah, like an old transformer, just rubbish and nonsense. Amen. Praise God. So don't be part of such people. Amen. Matthew 24:20-45. You serve as instructed. If there is no question after the sermon, it should be the last part of offices, so pay attention. For now, Matthew 24:45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom the Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when it cometh, shall find what? So doing. That means, blessed is that servant whom, when the Lord cometh, shall find in service. Write it down. I must be found in service. Blessed is the man who is found serving. Not just being blessed, not just coming to church, but blessed is the man who is found serving. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him a portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So that will be regret anyway. So be at your duty post. Don't relent. Don't fall back. Don't push back. Serve as instructed. Be at your duty post. Don't fall back. Don't push back. At times you are given a tax by the church. Set alarms. So carry it out. Set daily alarms, weekly alarms, so that you can meet your targets. Set it in your phone. Set alarms. And I can say this clearly, there is a direct consequence attached to our disobedience. To our disobedience, to our laxity in several things, there are direct consequences attached to it. For instance, if you want to be life right now, we are not life. People who ought to be blessed, they won't be blessed. If you want to have, if the right now, as we are in church right now, there is power failure, people, what you have removed has been removed. Amen. Amen. Come on. So there is always a ripple effect, an aftermath effect. Also, you can help the mood of your pastor, of your leaders to serve better. You can help their mood. Of course, the pastor is taught of God himself to walk in the spirit, not to walk in the flesh. But yet, you can yet help his mood. Mm. I remember the day that we are coming to church and the bike hits the car and first time, what is all that? And people, they had slight wounds. I came to church that day, I was not happy. To make better sense, my wife was not around. Why are you laughing? So, what's all this? And I was to teach. Just came and just sat down. So, just try to pray in tongues, And then Geraldine was leading prayers. And the prayers was awesome. But I still don't feel like preaching. I was told, okay. And I was told, okay, go and tell Israel to sing to what Geraldine is praying. And that is where that wonderful song came out from. I understand him by his spirit. God is not mysterious. Wow. Immediately I got up. Hallelujah. Don't call me Elisha. Amen. You know that story. Don't call me Elisha. But immediately I got up. Imagine if all of them, they are not available. If it is Ojud and people with serious voice and Pastor Ezekiel, Ojud will come to me and say, Pastor, pray some more now. Hallelujah. Praise God. So support, okay? Support. The rise and fall of the ministry is majorly on that man. So you support him. You support him. Also, this one, a lot of you are still guilty of this. Never try to serve the church as the detriment of your pastor. Never try to serve, to run after the church at the detriment of the pastor or the leader. Nope. So note that. Don't just run ahead. This is offices part 6. You have done part 1 to 5. But hold on, I will yet go into spiritual things. Just pay attention, just follow. So never try to serve the church at the detriment. That means don't, if the pastor says, let's go this way, don't say, I beg, leave that man. I think this is the way that it's been done. Don't do that. His countenance is more than the results you are trying to get. His countenance being okay is more than that result. Praise God. Praise God. Something as small as your countenance, you know, it matters a lot. Your countenance. You know, at times you get to church, if I get to church and at times it's better to just have like 3 people like IJ that you see their face, they are willing to learn, than to have 200 people like Brad Steven during Understanding Genesis, looking like, which of life is this? What is this? What is this? Amen. Praise God. The pastor should not look at your face and say, I should be lamenting inside that God saved me again from this hour. I don't buy market. I don't talk now. That is why it's good. When you get home, go through your notes again. Eh? See, how do you feel when you are teaching a child and you ought to have promoted from nursery 2 to nursery 3 and A for Apple, you know, is it saying A for Amadu Bello or something? So how will you feel? Amen. After you don't teach my children your value, that one you are teaching. A is for Apple. It's simple, it's infinite. As it is in the beginning, so shall it be world without end. A will be for Apple till eternity. Amen. Even Adam in the garden, what did he eat? He ate apple. Amen. Praise God. Atonement. You're trying to be spiritual, right? So you get to go over the things again. Don't come to church and just be looking like a zombie. Yeah, just what's this? No, don't do that. Amen. Like, do us a favor in this place. The messages, they are getting more and more. Ensure that there is no series you have missed. Do that from now. Okay, go to Mark chapter 3, verse 13. Mark chapter 3, verse 13. I'm already halfway. Just flow with me. And he went up into a mountain and called unto him whom he wound, and they came unto him. 14. Everybody want to go? And he ordained 12 that they might what? They should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach. Amen. So to be with him, then send them forth to preach. So your service is as instructed. Imagine, is these same disciples that casted the out demon in Matthew 10, Matthew 11? But he said that they should first be with him. So in John 4, we saw that he sent them out to go and buy food. Physical things, right? Also, do you realize that Jesus did not pay for he didn't pay for Peter's boat? I should be in Luke 5. He didn't pay. In fact, even after then, Mark 4, all the boats he used. Did he pay? The donkey he used, did he pay? The donkey he used to enter Jerusalem, did he pay? Hallelujah. He never had any donkey. Yes, he never lacked. That means people willingly gave. They supported that ministry. That's key. A lot is tied to us selflessly supporting our leaders. You know, these are things I don't really love to say, but well, it must be said. A lot is tied to us selflessly supporting our leader. I will say this without apology. It is nonsensical for the church to pay members for services. Because, yes, you went to school to learn keyboard. You say, okay, this keyboard is actually my calling. I can't play it for free. Amen. It's nonsensical. I know we have that a lot. We have several excuses for it. Well, this is how I feed myself. Say, well, this is your church. If I want to teach them the real music, the root note of music, it can be free. You even have the guts to say it. So what if is Jesus that is standing as a pastor? How will you tell him? Just that is how you should actually build church leadership. So what if it's Jesus that is now standing? Your Savior is standing. Sir, I know your blood is precious, but nothing goes for nothing. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not saying there are services that we don't pay for. We pay for services, but you, Abba, we can rent a man, okay, to come and help us do this, come help us put these things in place. But once you call yourself a part of that body, you serve willingly. Are you with me? That is one thing that is already rampant. I wish we pray to God that it will be corrected. You are not here to make money. You are here to promote that mission of the body. That's why you are here. In fact, you can learn an art so that your church can be blessed. You can act, A-R-T, right? Abi, you can learn an art. I didn't say fine art. Like I don't use trade. Okay, just like Ojute right now. You can see that small boy on Sunday can even beat the drums better than Ojute. Amen. Praise God. Why are you just like this? It's only you. Don't stop coming to church. Amen. You know, you are also helping the body by being archable. Amen. Amen. So, for instance, in my old church, RCG, Cornerstone Parish Church with Akura, we used them. We had a rule. We call it generalization and specialization. What is the meaning of that? By generalization, we mean that at least every youth, each of us, should be able to touch all the instruments. Are you with me? That would mean I must know something about the keyboard. I must know something about the drum so that the church will not be held at ransom in case the real man is not around. I must be able to at least try to sing. So all around. Yet, you must now specialize in one. Are you with me? That would mean, bro, you should be able to touch this. If bro, Akim and bro, sorry, bro, Akim and bro, peace. No. It's the same thing. If both of them are not, yeah, no female in Christ, if they are not around, at least live stream should not be like, things should not just go totally down, totally south. Yet, you must now specialize in one. Like me and them, for instance,
Because I know I can play bass, this, just small. I can sing. I think I can sing. Amen? Praise God. Something like that. But then I now specialize in setting up instruments. Are you with me? So willingly play a role. Play your part. There must be something that you say, Abib is the master of this. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not matter of repairing our cars, amen. Is that wrong in the body? You can't repair your car free of charge, amen. Praise God. Or maybe car can enter here, maybe. He gave gifts unto me, he gave mechanical engineering. Hallelujah. Say generalization and specialization. So, strive for excellence in your department. Strive for excellence. Give it your best. Best of your time, majorly. For instance, when you don't have time, just forget it. Strive for excellence. Give it your best. Your duty in church, strive to be better. Give it your best. Your best. More than you give to things of the world, more than you give to things that all you collect for is salary. Don't forget, the price of a soul is worth more than all our salaries put together. Amen? Come on, amen. So, you must have time. You must have time. I wrote this in my notes. Your anointing is useless and your money we won't take as long as... Jesus. Amen. Okay. I said when you don't have time, just forget it. Your anointing is useless and your money we won't even take so that we don't encourage you in your rebellion. Amen. The church is something that you have time for. You squeeze everything to give it. So you love your duty. Squeeze everything. Squeeze out every time. The mentorship program we have in this place, squeeze every time to be part of it. The worker structure, member structure, squeeze every time. Amen. Are you with me? That is why, personally, well, I don't, like, for instance, I am that street. You cannot be on serious. Like, we see you once in 3 months. That is even too much. Once in a month. And we now saw that we want to move to a new venue. We don't have enough money. We now brought a millionaire. God is in my heart. I will not take it. Why? Because that will, I will not, it's not like I will take it. I will now scold you. No. That would be me encouraging your rebellion. It shows 12 that they may be with him. Then you send them forth. If you can have, well, if you have more scriptural, I know you have, some of you in the right number, but you have roommates, scripture, no. But those Mary Magdalene, they're not part of the 12. Like, yes, they are supporting Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, maybe that's why I'm not Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love to be sane. I love to keep this single Yoruba mindset. I believe it's Yoruba mindset or whatever you call it. Amen. Yoruba gospel mindset. Amen, amen. That's in Christ, amen. Amen, amen. So your availability is key. Live stream, I'm blessing him. That's amen. So you do it with joy, not compulsion. Do it with joy. We go a long way to help the message to go far. Think about Living Word Media. All pastor does is to preach. Somebody else record, somebody edits, somebody compress, somebody will host it, upload it to the website, somebody will host that website. I remember there was one day, very early in the morning, I just logged into Living Word Media, and I just saw, it's like a virus or something, not secured. You know, I have all these things here that we'll be able to screen. Then immediately I call pastor, Baba, please, so Oshie Baba, please send message to those guys. In a few hours, they corrected it. Amen. The man of God does not have to be a specialist in everything. Amen. But you can, now, think about it now. See that how useful that website is. Yet, he's not the one hosting it. Does he know? I didn't even think he knows the details of how that thing works. Amen. The album marked everything. All he does is to preach. But he's preaching without somebody to ensure that this thing is going out. That way. See my role? It's vital. So we work together.
for the sake of the message. So Acts 11 verse 28. So never see physical duties as demeaning. They are as well very important. Don't see physical duties as demeaning. We have discussed the roles of bishops, deacons in this series. Don't see physical duties as demeaning. Don't see it as we belittle your personality. No, we do it with joy. Remember that day that Brother Joshua was to preach in Word Publishers. I have to play my own role. I'm not the preacher. I am just happy to serve. Simple. Amen. Acts 11:28. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be a great dart throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwell in Judea. Why is it Judea that they are facing? Why? Is it because that is the only... See what is happening? There's to be a famine in all the world. So the famine should affect them too. But they now decide to send relief to Judea. Why? Because in Judea is what? Is the main apostles. Although the same famine that is affecting them is affecting Judea too. So, but they are not expecting Judea to send relief to them. They contributed something sent to the men of God, to the Peter and James of God. Praise God. But anyway, I'm already going to the next verse. Verse 30. Everybody want to go? Which also they did and sent it to the elders. By the hand of who? Barnabas and Saul. Oh, a whole apostle of God. Amen. Yeah, they carried Iru, Tatase, and Pepe. Yoruba Pepe. Amen. They carried to Jerusalem. Praise God. Say service is not demeaning. Same as Aquila and Priscilla. They were word men, but they helped Paul too in physical things. Also, this is just like instructions right now. The church is a routine, so don't get tired. The church is a, it will be a product, it will be full of so much repetition. So don't bother getting tired. No, we have several people that are good with the anointing, but very bad in service. Bad. No, that is not your story. Amen. Say, I'm good with the anointing. I'm also good in service. So that's why you don't, anybody that is willing to serve in physical things that is always proving, no, such will be high-minded if you put him in church leadership. He will enter competition. Amen. Amen. So, like for instance now, okay, let me start getting particular. In a church like this right now, we have people that help us with the electrical, with the lighting. We have people that help us with ushering and tidying up the church. We have the sound, the visuals. We have those who play the instrument. These are all physical duties. I take it again. We have people that help us with the electrical lightings. People that help us with ushering and tidying up the church. We have people that help us with the sound and visuals. We have people also that plays the instrument. They are all physical duties, but you do it well. Are you with me? We also have who I can call choristers. They preach the word in song form. They don't entertain. Are you with me? They preach the same word in song form. So they are like a bridge. Corinthians, to me, they are like a middle ground. They are both physical and what? Spiritual offices. Are you with me? We cannot really call them totally physical or totally what? Spiritual. Because in physically, they must know key. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. They must know the notes. They must do rehearsals. They must do physical rehearsals, not just spiritual rehearsals. But if they must not So no, that's why a lot is upon those guys. They must be able to strike that balance. That's why you must find the, that's why I think the way we do it in my former churches, the real head of the choir should be somebody that is very spiritual. Then they will now put an assistant that knows so much musical notes. Are you saying? The assistant will be somebody that is vast in music, but that is the way a good church should do it. Like the real head should be the youth of God. assistant cannot be the heritator of the most time. Amen. Sorry now. If I don't ask you, who else will I ask? You are the all I have. Amen. Praise God. So now, please pay attention right now. As touching spiritual offices, 1 Corinthians 12:28. I'll be done in less than 15 minutes. If you will not faint. I mean, done with the first sermon, not done with the service. You should trust me now. 1 Corinthians 12:28. Are you there? Please, I want everybody to open this. So we have, we spent a longer time here discussing physical offices. Well, spiritual offices, we have a series on its own. But let us take this bit today. 12:28, pay attention. And God has set some in the church. First, what? Apostles. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then, gift of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Amen. Now, why don't we have pastor in this place? Do we have pastor in there? Why? Because put your hand there, go to Ephesians 4:11. Put your hand in that one though. Ephesians 4:11. He gave some what? Apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Okay, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, if you look at, what is before verse 11, verse 10, right? What is in verse 10? It's the same that also was ascended, far above. So, can we say this Ephesians is talking more about the general church? Hold on, what is applicable in the general body? Can we now say 1 Corinthians 12 is more specific? Hold on, I will explain what I'm trying to say. Can we see it that way? That's because Ephesians chapter 4 talked about Jesus coming out of the dead. He said he led captives, and he gave gifts unto men. So he was talking about the advent of Jesus. He came out from the grave. Then he gave these gifts, which are these. Now, we can't say what he's saying there is peculiar to any church, but it must be found in all churches. But when he's now talking in 1 Corinthians 12, if you follow the discussion from the beginning, he now puts an order to his, say, first apostles. Are you seeing? So, write this down. The apostle takes general oversight. The apostle takes what? General oversight. Don't forget there is no pastor in 1 Corinthians 12:28. Are you there? Are you there? Come on. So we can say the apostle is the general pastor. Hold on. We can say the apostle is the what? General pastor. Why? The people who are called teachers. Teachers will refer to who I can call unit pastors. Hold on, I will explain. See 1 Corinthians 16:19. Like those ones that are called teachers, they will have more connection, more link, more, they will relate more with the saints. First Corinthians 16:19. Hope you are writing down something. First Corinthians 16:19. No, don't forget, you know, if apostle here is just somebody that roams up and down, then why would teacher be the third gift? That would mean teaching is the third activity in the church. That would mean church should be primarily made for prophecy. Next thing, according to 1 Corinthians 12:28. In fact, where is evangelism there? Is it even there? Huh? It's absent too. Also, guess what? Can you see that there is also office called prayer warrior? So when he was arranging it, evangelist, he removed it, right? Prayer is not even anyone. Pastoring, he removed it. Meaning what? Thank you. So see this 16:19. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla also what? Salute you much in the Lord. With the what? Church that is where? In the house. That church will have the pastor. So who will likely be the pastor? But if you remember, when he was starting the book, 1 Corinthians 1 verse 1, he said, Paul called to be what? An apostle. Are you with me? So, E.G., come back to 1 Corinthians 4, 14. 1 Corinthians 4, 14. Well, don't forget some of these things, they are subject, the orders and everything is subject to review. 1 Corinthians 4, 14. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I also what? I warn you. For though you have what? 10,000 what? 10,000 what? Instructors. Instructors. So who can we call instructors there? Huh? Hello? Is it, which of the gifts can we call these instructors? Teachers, right? Okay. Yet have you not many what? Fathers. So father here is referring to who? Apostle, right? Okay. For in Christ Jesus have I what? Begotten you through the gospel. That would mean somebody that was not just taught you, that established you in faith. See verse 16. But don't forget, although he's the one that established them, he had instructors. If you have time, you would have gone through Acts 18 and Acts 19. You have seen that it was actually when Paul left Corinth that Apollo went to Corinth. When Paul left Corinth for Ephesus also, that was when Apollos now went to Corinth to bamboozle them with, that guy is very serious. So, see verse 16, I beseech you, be ye followers of who? Of me. So, back to 1 Corinthians 12 right now. So, he said, God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gift of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Now, can we say, should we stick with this order, or we should say some offices are missing here? Feel free now. Okay, this was 1 Corinthians 12:28. Will that be the general body of Christ or a local assembly? It's best in the local assembly. So it said first apostles, secondary prophets. Now, the apostle, please just write this down. The apostle must obviously be a pastor, but it's a pastor that takes general oversight. We know that a prophet cannot lead a local assembly. He should not. I will explain what I mean by a prophet. So the apostle must be a pastor too, but he takes what? General oversight. Apostle is a Greek word, apostolos. Just write apost, then tolos, something like that. Like tolo. Bring your turkey for Christmas. apostolos, right?
Uh-huh.
So it means a delegate. One sent forth with others. Write that down. An apostle is somebody that is sent forth with others. So he should be the one that really has the mandate of that local assembly. That means the one that is called. Somebody sent forth with others. Just like Paul was also sent forth by the Holy Ghost and by people in what? Acts 13, right? And he was an apostle. So somebody sent forth by others. That would mean the people that sent Paul were, we can, because if you remember, the Bible says certain prophets and teachers, right? Acts 13 now, I'm trying to quote Acts 13. Say, but they commissioned and they sent forth who? Paul and Barnabas. So, but guess what? In Acts 15, when there was issue, Paul and Barnabas, they were apostles, right? They came back and reported again to who? To the apostles. Amen. I'm just trying to say that it's not compulsory. Don't forget, I'm not saying we are going to start the supreme title. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying we can have more than one apostle in a local assembly. Do you get that? From everything I've said now, do you get that? Although we have one apostle that is sent forth with others, but the same man can also send somebody forth. Amen? Praise God. Of course, now, have you not been in Redeem or other churches before? You see somebody is now called the general regional overseer of that region, So they take general oversight. Also, he should be a man that maintains the doctrinal stand of the church. He coordinates everything. He coordinates everything. So firstly apostles, secondly what? Prophets, right? So who will the prophets be? The prophets are people who train the church in utterance gifts. Don't forget the apostle maintains doctrine. So I can also say each church must have an apostle. Okay? Are you with me? Egina, if we have a branch in Guadalajara right now, the man sent forth, we can refer to him as an apostle. Hold on, because he's a gift in the church. So, but he will function more as a what? As a pastor. That means he's maintaining doctrine. Are you with me? Is not only sent forth with others, he's also there to maintain doctrine. And also, of course, when from easy things that we can see in the scripture, any man called an apostle can also function in all the other offices. In fact, you must have served faithfully in every other, because how do you checkmate a prophet if you have not functioned in that office before? Are you with me? How do you checkmate other gifts when you have not functioned there before? So, also, we have prophets. Prophets, they train the church in utterance gifts. Utterance gifts are very essential. For instance, it is common that in the book of Acts, as people are getting born again, what happened? They get filled with the Holy Ghost. Remember somewhere like in Acts chapter 8, when Philip went to Samaria, he preached Christ to them. They became born again, but due to whatever happened to Philip, he had to send forth for who? Peter and John. When they now came to Samaria, they now laid hands on them and got them what? Filled with the Holy Ghost. So in that instance, who acted as an apostle and who acted as prophet? Hello? Don't say Philip is an evangelist. Amen? So anyway, we are going to rearrange all those others later. So, okay, firstly, secondly, prophet. Thirdly, what is thirdly there? Teachers, right? Teachers. That means we now have people. You know, all this is just for close marking. People who are now assigned to what? To teach people in bits, in segments, in a local church. So, funny enough, you now say after that what? Miracles, then gift of healings, helps government, diversities of tongues. Well, if you want to insert evangelist here, where are we going to put it? Just be free. We're not doing that today. good. Would you say between miracle and healing? Which one might be? But three are not talking. If you want to insert evangelism, where do you think we put it? In order. Amen. Because I can actually say evangelists ought to be here. It's only teachers that, it's only pastors that is all right if it's not here. The evangelist should be here. Because don't forget, the prophet is not the only man that is saying, "Thus says the Lord" in church. The prophet is the man that ensures that what? Everybody flows in all transcripts. Everybody is full of the Spirit. The evangelist, what does he do? He ensures that what? Each man is trained to reach out. It's not the one that, you see that we have a church, two of you, you are the evangelists of the Most High God, you are the ones that preach, others are what? You cook food for God, you what? You dance for the Lord, you dance, this one, what is that dance step? Amen? You do the experience for God, experience of the Lord, Selah, and amen. No. A drama called Imagine. Don't take me there. See, you just will leave the church if I start that way. So, if you say we should put evangelists, where should, do you think? Is it before teachers or after teachers? What if it's correct? Hallelujah. What if it's correct? Amen, amen. You need to play the keyboard for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, we have, but don't forget, everybody is working, so that's what? And because of that singular purpose of the church. So, we have those gifts, even gifts of healings, miracles. Anyway, in this place, we trust God that as we finish the second batch of workers in training, we'll be able to assign people into roles, duties. It's not like you go up and down the street calling and say, "Yes, anointed, anointed apostle," or something like that. Praise God. But we are going to put ourselves in offices so we can assist ourselves. Again, next year, we have minimum number of people you have to get saved. You have to get saved. We have minimum number of people that you have to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The prophet will do his own job, drill you towards an end. The what? Hallelujah. The evangelist will do his own job, ensure you are meeting your monthly targets. Hallelujah. All for the edification of the saints. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are well structured in this place. Say we are well structured. So all is to train believers for the work of the ministry. They are not the one doing the work of the ministry alone. They are to what? Train. Do you get that, sir? They are to train. They are to ensure that everybody is doing ministry. That would mean definitely we cannot appoint somebody that is lazy in ministry to train others for the work of the ministry. Amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Gabos take a bill around the capacity advantage. So, in church, structure, order is paramount. Say order. Also, please note this. I'm closing now. In Holy Ghost meetings, I don't expect anybody to lay hands on people if you are not instructed. Some people do it a lot. You know, some people, you don't even know where they are coming from. Just coming from one Aladra church. And as the man of God is doing his own in the front, just kidnap one rejoice at the back. Order. Don't do that. Say order. Like the last service, is it yesterday? No, 2 days ago. I assign people to please go. Even if I've noticed, it's not even every time I wish to just pray for people. I mean, like it's at times it's by instruction. Praise God. Well, even as I'm saying that, I'm feeling something tangible, like we are doing laying of hands today. Praise God. So, say we are well structured. So at times, instead of just put your hand on somebody, just hold his hands and just agree together. Don't do any show off. Are you with me? Don't do any show off. Oh, glory to God. Say we walk for that common goal of the body. Say we run together. We don't break our ranks. We do it with joy. And for sure, the harvest will come in. Hallelujah. Yeah. So when we are well structured, everybody maintaining his rank, everybody playing his part, the prophet ensuring that your tongue is not remaining the same after la-le, pa-pa-pa. He's ensuring that you are flowing the utterance gift. He's telling you that, bro, when last did you pray in tongues for 6 hours? Hallelujah. When the evangelist is saying, yeah, that's girl you always bring to church. Have you preached the gospel? Is she born again? You know, it's doing his part, everybody's doing their part. It will be for the what? Edification of the saints. And more harvest will come in. Praise God. And this will also, it will see, any church that the man of God is doing everything, he's doing everything. He's not helping the body. He shouldn't do everything. Why should you? Trust people. God trusts you too. I mean, don't let's say it and not date. It won't happen. God forbid. Amen, amen. Pray in tongues, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Pray in tongues. Oh, glory to God. Come on, Nagy, come on, play your role in the body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Katileke bile kabalade razavadade Like bile mosto govate rosada Shege bile mosto govina rota Katile mosto vali rose vali te poti. Come on, sing. Just pray in tongues, everybody. Yes, let them sing. God is well glorified. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just be on your feet. Let's make that commitment to God. We sing that song today. Right now, everybody, lift up your hands. Let's sing together. I want to go. Yes.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I give you 3 minutes, Johnson.